This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh Lord, your acceptance of your people is just amazing. And it never ceases to amaze me, Lord, that you forgive the way you forgive, and you shine your love so strongly down on us, and we glorify your name, and we declare we love you, Lord. So much we love you, Lord. We're at part 12 of God Accepting Me. And we're looking today into 1 Timothy, the second chapter, verses 3 and 5 I'm concentrating on, but I'll start at verse 1 to give you some context. Paul is writing to his dear friend and surrogate son, Timothy, and he says this: I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. Oh, yes. And then Paul goes on, he says, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. God himself, through Paul, is saying he wants everyone to be saved. Not everybody is going to be saved, we know that. But that's God's desire, that everyone is saved. And God wants everyone to understand the truth. And the truth is that 2,000 years ago, God sent his son Jesus into the world to save the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. Paul goes on, for there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. There is only one God. There is only one Holy Spirit. There is only one great mediator, Jesus, the Son of God. And that's where it is. That is the truth. Beloved, there are so many different religions, esoteric religions, religions that mean nothing at all, cults that are there to manipulate. There are so many ways for your eyes to be drawn from the Holy One of Israel. So many different ways. But our job is to keep our eyes on Jesus, nothing else. Nothing else matters. Not anything. There is not one thing that matters in our life more than keeping our eyes on Jesus. For Paul is saying this, there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Jesus Christ. And that is why Jesus came. to reconcile us to God, because we had gone so badly wrong. We had done so many things wrong. That God's only opportunity, his only way of reconciling man and him, was to sacrifice his own son on the cross at Calvary. Jesus had no choice. You know, in the garden, on the night before he was betrayed, Jesus was standing there in the garden praying. And he prayed this wonderful long prayer to his Father. And then he says, "Take this cup of poison, for I don't want to drink it. Take this cup away from me, for I do not want to drink its poison." And then he said this, "But not my will, your will be done." Jesus was praying to his Father, saying, "Look, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go through this. I can't do this. Is there any way that we can do this without having to go to that extent?" He heard nothing, but just immediately went on and said, "But not my will, your will be done." God is calling you now. I sense it, I feel it in my spirit, that God is calling you right now, wherever you are. He is calling you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Don't look round. It's you that I'm talking to. And it is you that God himself is speaking to right now. And he's saying to you, "I am calling you to do my will, not your will. Are you really interested in doing my will, or is it your will that you want to continue to do?" And then God would say to you, "For I can tell you, your will for your life will not work. However, my will for your life will work perfectly. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to help you and not to harm you." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You know, whilst I'm saying that, and I believe God is saying that, I'm going to go somewhere else real quick. I want you to go with me to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. And we'll go to verse 11. For this is what God Almighty himself says through his prophet Jeremiah. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Do you get that? It's to give you that future that you so desperately want, and a hope in the knowledge that you are doing the right thing. This is powerful. I had no idea we were going to go here, but I know why. Because God has a message and he wants you to hear it loud and clear. You know, God has a message and he wants me to hear it and acknowledge it. For God is God. We are to worship in spirit and in truth. We are to keep our eyes locked on Jesus. We are to walk that pathway that the Lord wants us to walk down, and we are not to look left or right or be distracted by the wily wiles of the world. We are to keep our eyes straight. And sometimes the pathway is so difficult. Sometimes we're cutting down thorn bushes instead of driving comfortably in a car going along a freeway. No, God is not calling us to do that. He's calling us to walk through the undergrowth. He's calling us to follow His pathway and only His pathway. And He's saying, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He calls us, beloved, to pray for all people. He says to us, I want you to pray for all people. He says, I want you in my life. I want to be in your life. I love Him so much. Just think about who He is. Think about what He wants. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and queens and princes and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. Is that what you do? How often do you say, Lord, I want to pray for everyone? Do you know, I don't think in my entire life I have ever prayed that prayer and said, Lord, I want to pray for everybody and leave no one out, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, no matter what sort of lifestyle they live. Father, I want to pray for everyone. I want to pray for presidents and for prime ministers and leaders of government. I lift them to you now, Father. I don't need to name them, for you know who they are. And I pray now for kings and queens, presidents and prime ministers, leaders of governments, leaders of countries. Father, I pray for all citizens of this world. I pray, Father, that you would impact their lives in such a wonderful way, that your love would flow into their lives. Father, let them understand that you are accepting them. Thank you, Jesus. For there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man, Christ Jesus. And that is why we worship Him. Because our Lord Jesus Christ is, guess what? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. Because the Bible tells me so. and I believe the Word of God. Are you ready to give up the stuff that you shouldn't be doing, to give up all the things that keep you from the light of the Lord? Are you ready to walk that path? Are you ready to do the will of our Father, to do the will of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready? And are you willing? For right now, He is accepting you. And all I require for you to do is to say these words, "Yes, Lord, I am willing." Say it. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.